How long have you been holding in your cum for me, my pet? It's been a while, hasn't it? First it was Locktober, and now No Nut November. I wonder, were you a good pet? Did you stay locked for me all of Locktober? Did you keep that crotch sealed in some nice, tight chastity cage for me? Or did you only start denying yourself this month? Whatever the reason, I am so glad that you decided to devote yourself to this denial. Such an obedient little slut for your mistress. Denying yourself all of those amazing orgasms you so desperately want. I'm so used to all my adoring little pets giving me tribute all year round. To know that you've decided to sacrifice your pleasure to serve a woman, no, goddess, like me, well, it makes me very, very happy. And of course, just because you're denying yourself the release of an orgasm doesn't mean your mistress can't make you feel good too, does it? Of course not. So, I want you to touch yourself for me. Yes, that's right. Right now. I want you to reach down and start rubbing those privates. Start with some gentle strokes and get yourself nice and wet for me. It won't take long, will it? The sound of my voice in your ears has already gotten you so horny. A simple touch while hearing me speak gets you nice and aroused and wanting for me. And that's good. I love it when you're aroused for me, by me. Now, keep stroking. A little bit faster. I want to get you nice and close. Find that edge and keep yourself there. If you need to stop stroking, you can. But if you want to push harder, you can do that too. Whatever you have to do, I give you permission, but I want you to stay on that delicious edge. As close as you can be to coming without actually letting that release happen, all while I continue to talk to you. Simple, isn't it, my darling? Sometimes our games are complicated, but tonight I have just one simple little command for you. Now, I'm not going to stop you from coming, that's your job, but I know you're going to follow my instructions and deny yourself like a good pet should, because doing so would please me, and you want to please me, don't you? That's right, I know that's what you crave. You're enthralled by me, hypnotized by the beauty of my voice. And you would do anything if you thought it would get my attention, including giving up one of those delicious, satisfying orgasms. My every word gets you more and more aroused. You're such a sweet, silly thing, aren't you, sweetie? Such a good pet. An empty little container for me to pour all my desires and wants into. You feel most satisfied when you're satisfying me. And denying yourself makes me very satisfied indeed. So if you do manage to keep yourself from coming, you will be rewarded by me. And I want you to hold on to that thought as you stroke. Now, my darling. Imagine, at the end of the month, when you're finally free to come once more, what would that feel like? How good would it be? Close your eyes for me, my pet. Picture it. Me, on my knees, face buried in your crotch, giving you the release that you've been waiting for with my tongue. Or maybe I'm the one fucking you. Your ass, your throat. It really doesn't matter. Whatever you want, my darling pet. To fuck me, be fucked by me. It's all the same. What's important is that my good little pet gets a nice reward. But of course, rewards are only for good pets, and whether you're good or not, that's entirely up to you. After all, there's nothing to stop you from coming. Not if you really, really want to. But I would be very disappointed in you. You'd let me down. You'd show that you can't follow instructions. But if you want to be a greedy little whore and steal an orgasm, even after you promised to give them all to me, your mistress, well, you can. But if you do so, know that your decision is one that carries great consequences. See, I told you that good, obedient, well-behaved pets get rewards. But bad, naughty, disobedient pets, well, they get punished. And if you're naughty enough to take an orgasm against my wishes, against my commands, well, I think that shows a concerning lack of control. A lack that we would need to rectify. So instead of having all your fantasies fulfilled by me, you can expect some strict corporal punishment. If you came without permission, I would take the opportunity to try out my new riding crop. Close your eyes again for me, my pet, and imagine being strung up, spread eagle, in my dungeon, blindfolded, gagged, just waiting for the punishment that you know is coming. Hearing my heels on the floor of the dungeon, getting closer and closer, and then hearing the swish of my crop through the air as I test it out, before you feel the unexpected sting of its caress on your thigh. The first few times you may find it somewhat pleasurable, the filthy little masochist you are, but after I continue to strike the same delicate spot over and over and over again, I think in time you'll be begging me to stop. But I won't. I will keep going until my greedy little whore has truly learnt their lesson. After all, if you don't care about doing what I want and forsaking your pleasure for a single little month, why should I do what you want and withhold the pain? I need to balance the scales somehow. Of course, that's not all I'd do. As I said, if you come without permission, it shows a lack of self-control. Which means it's only fair that I take the decision-making processes out of your hands. You can't be trusted, so you don't have to worry about making a mistake and disappointing me. I know Locktober is over, but if you do come, You are going to be locked back up in chastity once more. And unlike Locktober, this time there's not going to be an end date. If you're a good pet, maybe I'll let you out at the end of November. And I wonder, would being denied that long make you more susceptible to my commands? Or would it turn you into a horny little mess that would come at the slightest touch of your private parts? I have to admit, my sweet pet, I would be extremely curious to find out. So if you do want to be locked up again, feel free to come. Break that no-nut November promise and make yourself a dripping, slutty mess. Give me an excuse to break you down once more. How does that sound, my pet? I bet all this talk about degrading you further certainly hasn't helped keep you from coming, has it? The thought of me abusing you however I please. Well, you hardly need to stroke yourself when you're hearing me speak about that, do you? But you haven't come yet, have you? See? That's a good pet. Now, stop touching yourself. Hands off. There we go. I know it's hard, my darling, to get so aroused, so close, and have all those pent-up emotions bubbling to the surface, only to be denied. It must be torture for you, my darling. But your torture is my pleasure, and that should make it all worth it, shouldn't it? Pleasing your mistress is far more important than stealing a meager orgasm for yourself, isn't it? Devoting yourself to me gives you a higher purpose. That's right. Now, I want you to keep in mind what I said over the coming week. I trust you to control yourself however you need to. And if you find yourself getting horny and need some kind of release, feel free to listen to this once more. Let my voice guide you as you reach for that lovely, delicious edge once more, getting so close, but never over. And if you need to take a cold shower to cool down and relax, you can do that too. Perhaps you want to find some other way to serve me, to listen to another one of my audios and edge to that instead. It doesn't matter what you do, my darling. All that's important is that you do not come. Do you understand, my pet? Good. Now, I have other matters to attend to. So, sweetie, try to control yourself in the meantime. There's a good pet.